Good morning. On this, the 16th day of May, the year 2021, from the Lucy Coleman studio, welcome to the webcast. Chaos. How about that? Chaos Corner. And not just Chaos Corner because of what's happening on the other side of the world in Israel and Palestine. But Chaos Corner here in this country. I was on Facebook this morning and looking at a couple of posts from some people that I know back and forth. And these religious people are arguing about stupidity. The unimportant thing, you know, this is my way for you to get out of chaos. If you want to get out of chaos, stop having conversations with people that don't mean a cotton-picking thing. Oh, I better not curse, because if I curse, somebody try to send me to hell. Sometimes when you use curse words, those are the only type of words that certain people will recognize linguistically that they are literally out of their minds. Okay? In other words, I'm saying, if I can't reach you through human reasoning and you keep coming back with rhetorical BS, and you can take that BS to mean whatever you want it to mean, because that's what it is. It's rhetorical BS. You're just still doing it. And then you try to make a point by that. That's Chaos Corner. That's where you live, in Chaos Corner. I wasn't the greatest apologist in the world. I admit to that. Oh, I'm drinking this. Cold press energy, turmeric root and ginger root, garden flavor, liquid drink. I don't drink Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Sprite, all that stuff just filled with sugar. There may be a little sugar in this. I didn't look at it. But I'm hoping that it's just the natural stuff. But see, like I put good stuff in my system, I put good stuff in my head. Here's a way for you to get out of Chaos Corner. These evangelicals arguing back and forth over and over and over about things that don't even matter. It works for raising tensions and blood pressure. I know two of the men involved in this back and forth. I met both of them when I flew into Jersey City for a conference so many years ago. And I warned them. They were sitting right there in the room. When I warned them that these days were coming, I said, when the enemy can pit you against each other instead of you focusing on the important things. What are the important things that I'd like to share with you? This morning, John Reamer Jr. preached in Emmanuel Baptist Church. It's on Facebook. You can find his church. You need to listen to that message. For those of you that like to fuss and argue over the internet, John is a student of mine. His father's a pastor. People in his family have been pastors. His brothers are pastors. And as that man spoke in Emmanuel this morning, he sounded just like me. Because he is truly a statement that knows, he was making statements backed up by facts. And you know what? Everything that he said is true, but it's not up to him whether the people believe it or follow it. If you have an opinion about God, anything, or anybody, keep it to yourself unless you're going to state that opinion to help someone. We find ourselves in Chaos Corner, and we will end up just the way that Israel and the Palestinians are ended up today. I'm on a live feed right now looking at Gaza City. It's at night, a live feed on one of my computers. So therefore, if a bomb hits something, I can see it. That's the kind of world that I live in. And Israel are starving those Palestinians out of their lifeblood. Now you have to go all the way back in our Bibles, all the way back historically, when Abraham got with that Egyptian woman. Hagar was her name. And Hagar and her son were put out of the camp. Everybody knows why Hagar was put out of the camp. It had nothing to do with Abraham. It had everything to do with Sarah. Because Sarah was barren and Hagar had the child. Why did Abraham listen to Sarah to throw the Egyptian woman and her son out? That's why they're fighting over there. And until Israel comes to the reality that their home state that they claim that they have, there is, listen, I want to tell you something. You want to hear something? When you are doing evil to other people, you can't claim no homeland given to you by God. Now, that's colonialization and you taking advantage of a people because you have rockets. Well, them people got rockets too. And it is the way it is in every case. I was looking at the news yesterday and I found that one of the black families that the dad was killed in his garage. He wasn't even holding a gun and nothing, holding a phone. And they killed him in $11 million his family's going to get. $11 million. If they live and remain in this country, their lives will be forever changed. But was it worth the loss of that man like that? No. That was wrong what they did. And the payment can't bring back the life. We are living on Chaos Corner. And unless we come to ourselves and figure out who the hell we are, and that's what I want you to do. I'm not going to apologize for my love for God. I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, spirit, and anything, and everything. Whether you, the listener to me, believe it or not, because you are not the status in which I judge my life. You are not the weight upon which I walk. No human is. And how do I know that? Because of the peace that I have in my heart since I have been following God. And I do not follow God recklessly. I follow him with regard, with patience, with ambition, and with ability. If you want to get out of Chaos Corner, that's the way you're going to have to follow God on your own. I want to thank John Reamer Jr. for that sermon this morning from Emmanuel Baptist Church, 48th in Arlington in Los Angeles. Nope, only his immediate family, very close family, can attend the building. Good for him. Keep it shut until everything is opened up. But you know what? I'd like to ask that, and when they do fully open up, I'll probably, because I've had both of my COVID shots, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't think that anyone is trying to kill us. And if the government is trying to lessen the population, so what? I've lived a wonderful life. God has blessed me. I lived in, I think, the greatest country in the world. We haven't always done great things. We're pitiful when it comes to mankind. being treated justly. But I'm grateful to God to be an American in this country. I'm not grateful for everything that my fellow citizens have done, how they live, how they treat people, how they govern. And if you want to get out of chaos corner, stop fussing and arguing with these people. Figure out God on your own. That's what I tell people. I had a grave disagreement with a young man in his early 20s, and I called him and offered the peace flag. And he came by, and we were talking last night. And I said, let's just be truthful with each other and not talk at each other, but listen to what the other person is saying. And he advised me to do that. And I said, that sounds like a fair venture. I'll just listen to you. And when I listened to him and heard what he said, I was prompted on the inside of my spirit, which I've done most of my life, to just respond, not react, but to respond to what he said. But what I did with him is I didn't respond. I responded in my mind, but not outwardly to him. And upon doing that, it gave him a greater opportunity to expand upon what he was attempting to say. And as he did that, I had to change what I had originally developed in my mind about the conversation. Because since I did not interrupt him and allowed him to go further in what he was saying, it brought clarity and it kept us off of chaos corner. Can you do that? Can you love? Can you love? And then I begin to love him like I never loved him before. And it was beautiful. He saw it. And he said, you read me, didn't you? I said, yeah. And he said, that's the way I want to live, John. It made all the sense in the world to me. Now just think about the Palestinians and those white Jews, because they're white Jews, because the real Jews look more like the Palestinians than like the Israelis, but we'll leave that alone because most of us have been whited out these days. I can tell that. You know, the offspring of my seed as they live, because I didn't make sons, I made daughters, and my daughter married in another nationality. And so the blackness that I am will be whited out within about 100 years. If my grandson makes babies and my granddaughter has babies, that's why I got the COVID shot. I want to see them again. I like looking at them. I like talking with them. I like thinking about what their children and their grandchildren are going to look like. How will they be able to survive? Will they remember me? Will they remember their Lolo, their grandfather? See, I don't like living on Chaos Corner, because when you live on Chaos Corner, a rocket will come by and take you out and obliterate everything that you've ever thought about. It looks like that's where the world is today. But if you want to get off of Chaos Corner, stop arguing with the other person. Look them in the face and love them. Keep your petty ideas and your selfish religious genre to yourself. If that has sustained you, then let it sustain you and mind your own business. No, God did not tell you to upset somebody else's life and threaten them with the burning hell if they don't embrace what you embrace. Because I believe that God is speaking to each of us individually all of the time. And as he speaks to us, we can pick up that Bible and read it, and just like Pastor John did this morning at Emmanuel Baptist Church. And he was preaching about a people that had the option to obey God or not to obey God. And John was saying, now, since you are recovering from COVID, people of Emmanuel, what's your next move? What's your plan? How are you going to live? Are you going to take the lessons that he gave as a pastor for the whole year? Or are you going to continue to live a shipwreck life? Join me in the peace of God and learn how to look at another human being for God's sake. Stop fussing with him. Love that boy. Love him. You know, it's a shame that when you talk with somebody, you got to wonder, okay, where are they coming from? How am I going to get back at them? And how am I going to, battle with his idea? And how am I going to win the argument? That is not what apologetics is all about. I remember when a dear friend of mine, one of my students, as a matter of fact, told me that he was through with the idea of God. And he asked me how I felt about it. I said, God still has the love that I have in my heart for you and that I'll always have. He'll never take it away. I don't care whether how you address God. I know that he favors you because he's given you life. And I said, you go ahead and figure that out on your own. And ever since we had that conversation, this young man has been to various places all over the world, has sent me pictures, and we communicate, and he knows that I'm going to stay where I am, and he's enjoying God where he is. He's affirming God as he rides the wild rapids of the Colorado River, as he jet skis in the Elks, as he gets on a kite and flies over mountain peak to mountain peak. Find God for yourself. And listen, that old religion that teaches you to hate other people that don't think the way you do, that's not the God I serve, because the God that I serve don't hate one form of people over the other. It's inconsistent of creation itself. That is why I find it extraordinary that when a great disease comes out to cure humanity, humanity's physicians, doctors, scientists can come together and bring about a cure that will help reserve the rest of humanity. That's God. That's God. And I think that that's how we stay out of Chaos Corner. If you haven't had your vaccination, don't take it if you don't want it. I had my two shots. I take my mask off. You want to be kissed? I'll kiss you if you want me to. I'm not afraid of COVID. You know why I took it? Because I want to see my family again. I don't fear anything because the Bible tells me, greater love hath no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brother. God let me live because he knows that I'm going to continuously be an advocate for others. So become an advocate instead of an adversary. And I think that that's what American so-called Christianity has become, an adversarial battle. People on the same team trying to assassinate each other. Chaos Corner.